Hello, this is Jan Kane. I'll be reading to you today from the Monday, November 4th, Bloomington Pantograph. We'll start with an article headed, Change of Season. NWS says, colder than normal month expected. The byline is Kevin Barlow. Ed Finley of Bloomington was raking leaves Sunday morning near downtown Bloomington, something that is not unusual for a Sunday afternoon in the fall, he said. Still, it seemed different. I don't remember raking leaves after using a snow shovel, he said. This is like a disruption in my whole system. Bob Wells of Bement had a different situation. We were inundated by robins, he said Monday morning. There must be at least 20 in the backyard alone. But that is not likely a sign that spring is on its way. In fact, far from it. Despite already having a snow event, the official start of to winter isn't for another 7 weeks. I guess we can hope for an early spring, Finley said, but here in central Illinois, you can't expect that. Not all of the leaves had fallen off of Finley's trees, and some of those that haven't have yet to change color, despite the fact that traditionally the leaves have changed color by November. The fall foliage prediction map, found on the Smoky Mountain National Park website, includes predictions not just for the Smokies, which rise above the Tennessee-North Carolina border, but for all 50 states. In Illinois, fall colors were expected to peak last week. However, the late spring and irregular weather patterns may have delayed much of the process by a week or two. It seems like a long time ago, but the month of October started on the warm side. In fact, hot and humid summer-like weather started the month, with highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s on October 1st and 2nd. But at the end of the month, a Halloween snowstorm dropped more than 3 inches of snow on Bloomington Normal, more than 4 inches in Peoria, and almost 2 inches in Decatur. So, what can Central Illinois residents expect in November? The Climate Control Center originally predicted a warmer-than-average month, said Chris Gielhart, the lead meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Lincoln. Since then, they have changed that and are favoring a colder-than-normal month. There is even a slight chance for some snow this week, he added. It looks to be pretty light, maybe around Thursday morning or afternoon, he said, but that is mainly to the south of Decatur and the Springfield area. Somewhat warmer temperatures are more likely in the second half of the month, he said. The normal average daily high for the first week of November is around 57 degrees, he said. Until Thursday, there is no mention of rain or snow in the forecast. Good news for farmers who were forced out of an already late harvest because of the Halloween snow event. But temperatures are expected to drop on Thursday. The high is expected to be only 36 degrees on Thursday and Friday. As of last week, only 54% of the corn had been harvested, compared to 88% a year ago and a 5-year average of 80%. The USDA also reported that 69% of the soybeans had been harvested, compared with 52% last year and a 5-year average of 82%. It seems like it is going to take forever to get the crops out, said Logan County farmer Alan Gifford. We can't get much consistency. We get running a pretty good streak, and then it gets wet and stays wet for several days. The average temperature last week in central Illinois was 48.7 degrees, 3% lower than normal. Next, we have an article about the City Council. The headline is, Normal Eyes Property Tax Hike. Move would cover pension costs. The byline is Derek Bai. After a 1-year reprieve, Normal residents can expect another hike to their property taxes, but relief may be in sight. The town's tax rate is expected to increase 3.76% next year to cover increasing pension costs, a reversal from last year's 1% drop that broke a string of increases dating back to 2006. A homeowner with a house valued at $165,000 will see a $37 increase in their town property tax bill, according to a memo from Finance Director Andrew Hune. That will fund a levy increase from $13 million to $13.6 million, including $372,000 more for pension contributions to the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, $155,509 more for police pensions, and $59,810 for fire pensions. Officials expect the town's equalized assessed value to go up 1.25% to $891 million, which helps to fund the levy hike. This levy and tax rate increase is primarily the result of a significant increase in the town's required contribution to the IMRF pension plan, Hune wrote. The town has had a long-standing practice to calculate a levy for police and fire that targets 100% funding level by 2040, and the proposed levy for each pension plan aligns with this formula. But the town may get some help with the situation soon, said Assistant City Manager Eric Hansen. The state legislature could pass a pension consolidation bill as soon as this month after a task force recommended bundling public safety pension funds, giving them greater efficiencies like IMRF. Hopefully, the state is going to continue to look at the option to reduce costs or at least stabilize it. This is a problem statewide, Hansen said. The big jump this year with IMRF was they changed the actuarial assumption for investment returns, and that doesn't happen every year either. Normal City Council will consider the levy Monday and could approve it December 2nd. The council meets at 7 p.m. on the fourth floor at Uptown Station. In other business, the council will hear a presentation on community development block grants. Bloomington and Normal split $5 million in federal money to improve local communities, including infrastructure and opportunities for mid- and low-income residents. Town staff will present a brief overview of the outreach and data analysis processes and offer added context to the priority areas and activities identified, according to a memo from Associate Planner Taylor Long. Staff is seeking the Council's general opinion of the priorities and activities. Now let's look at how time flies. 100 years ago, on November 4th, 1919, it is rare for employers to provide life insurance for their workers, but Hawks, Inc., a wholesale grocer in Bloomington, has implemented a group policy plan for its employees with over 3 months' service. Hawks calls the move a tangible form of gratitude. 75 years ago, November 4th, 1944, Bloomington City Council raised the curfew from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for children under age 16. The meeting room was filled with 75 parents who were in favor of the change after the recent wholesale roundup of violators. The old law had been on the books since 1918. 50 years ago, November 4, 1969. Since the day after Halloween, police have logged 41 reports of vandalism in town. There were 23 this morning alone. Plate glass doors and windows were among the vandals' favorite targets. One store hadn't had time to repair the damage before it was hit again. And 25 years ago, November 4, 1994, Carol Hubler-Flesher has worked for the Gridley Telephone Company since she was a teenager with time off for family. Now she's a grandmother and retiring. Farmer started the phone company in 1899. Carol's father bought into it later and modernized it. Back to present time. Now we have an article entitled Mount Pisgah Baptist Church Marks 154 Years. The Mount Pisgah Baptist Church celebrated its 154th anniversary Sunday with two guest speakers and a big lunch in between services. The morning service featured Reset Church Senior Pastor Cedric Hamner of Fayetteville, Georgia, and Reverend U.D. Williams of the Union Missionary Baptist Church in Bloomington was the featured speaker in the afternoon. In the picture shown is Stacy Jackson, a member of the church and in charge of the kitchen committee, and Diane Dixon, also a member and part of the kitchen committee. The church was founded on October 31st, 1865. Next is an article entitled Park Plans Holiday Expo. Park Regency Hotel and Conference Center will host a holiday expo from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. November 16th at the Conference Center in Bloomington. The event is designed to provide a one-stop shop for busy people. More than 80 businesses from in and around McLean County plan to participate, offering holiday discounts and Black Friday deals on products and services for people of all ages. This is a great opportunity to shop local and support small business owners, says Uma Balakrishnan, owner and managing partner of Park Regency Hotel and Conference Center. Three nonprofits, Boys and Girls Club, Child Protection Network, and NAACP, will benefit from holiday donation drives at the expo. Volunteers from the groups will offer free gift wrapping at the expo. The event will include door prizes, raffles, kids' activities, and food tastings. Meanwhile, the Rotary Club is collecting winter gear for kids. The Normal Rotary Club has launched its annual Coats for Kids drive to provide new coats and other winter wear for local students in need. This year, the winter gear will go to students in Normal-based Unit 5 schools and Ridgeview School District. The need in McLean County is so great that in most schools, one in every four students is in need, and the family may be keeping the student home because they have no money for a winter coat, said Connie Gentry, a member of the Coats for Kids committee. Coats are purchased at local stores, with some businesses providing extra discounts for the volume purchases and others donating gift cards to support the effort. To make a tax-deductible donation, mail a check made out to Normal Rotary Foundation, P.O. Box 333, Normal, Illinois, 61761, and write COATS in the memo line. Last year's coat drive provided more than 200 new coats and other winter wear for students with spending of more than $5,500 by the Rotary Club. Our next article is entitled Bradley Marks First Phase of $100 Million Center. Officials at Bradley University are marking the first phase of a $100 million new business and engineering building. The Peoria Journal-Star reports university officials dedicated the building in a Friday ceremony. Hundreds attended. Officials say the building's design will allow students to better collaborate with an open atrium and wide hallways. Crews are still putting the final touches on the 270,000-square-foot Business and Energy Engineering Convergence Center. Faculty and staff are still moving in. Classes will start within a few weeks. The building will have 200 offices, dozens of classrooms, and over 40 specialized labs. Under Monday Memos, we have Veterans Lunch planned. The Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP will host a lunch for veterans from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. November 11th at Olive Garden in Bloomington. Olive Garden is providing free meals throughout the day to all veterans who provide proof of military service. To be seated with the NAACP group and participate in the program, veterans must sign up by November 6th. Sign up at 309-662-2526 or email, at cghalb@yahoo.com with photo included if possible. Information on other restaurants offering free or discounted meals on Veterans Day is at https://bit.ly/2whwuliw. Check with local restaurants to confirm participation. Military holiday help sought. Donations for holiday packages for military members will be collected through November 14th at the Livingston County Farm Bureau Office, the Pontiac Chamber of Commerce, or the Fairbury Area Chamber of Commerce. Items to be collected include small packages or individual portions of snacks, oatmeal, soup, macaroni and cheese, tuna, men's white or black crew socks, brown, white, or tan t-shirts, blanket throws, AA or AAA batteries, Christmas ornaments, and small gift items. Monetary donations to provide international phone cards for troops may be mailed by November 8th to Phone Cards for Troops, care of Livingston County Farm Bureau, 901 West Howard Street, P.O. Box 410, Pontiac, Illinois. Checks should be made out to Phone Cards for Troops. For information, call 815-842-1103. Next, Fieldcrest Kids Help St. Jude. Fieldcrest Primary School in Monongah raised $2,415.31 to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The students participated in their own St. Jude Laps for Life run by completing laps in physical education classes and teaming up with the Monongah to Peoria St. Jude run team. Students collected donations and some dressed up on Superhero Dress-Up Day, donating $1 toward their goal. Next, an article entitled, Shelter Offers Holiday Meal. Home Sweet Home Ministries plans to distribute 600 home-delivered meals and serve 150 in-house meals on Thanksgiving. A sit-down meal at Home Sweet Home's Billy Shelper Center, 303 East Oakland Avenue in Bloomington, will be at 12:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Meals will be delivered to Bloomington Normal residents in need who are elderly or have a disability. People may call 309-828-7356, press option 5, and follow the voice prompts to request a meal by November 21st. Calls will be returned to confirm meal requests. Meanwhile, McLean County residents are encouraged to donate turkeys by visiting Hy-Vee or Schnucks to purchase turkey cards and prepackaged meal bags. And last, under the Monday memos, we have an article that's headlined, Beechtree Honors Longtime Docent. The Livingston County Historical Society has dedicated a purple weeping beech tree in the backyard of the Jones House in memory of longtime Historical Society member Lorraine Selmeyer. Selmeyer, who died last year at age 98, was a docent at the Jones House and worked on the garden since the Historical Society acquired it in 1977. The purple weeping beech tree would have been available when the house was built in 1857. Our next article is headlined, CIRA offers TSA pre-check enrollment. Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington is hosting a temporary enrollment center for the TSA pre-check expedited screening program in December. Hours will be 8 a.m. to noon and 1 to 5 p.m. December 9th to the 13th in Conference Room 3 on the second level of the Terminal Building, 3201 CIRA Drive in Bloomington. The Transportation Security Administration offers the program to identified low-risk air travelers. TSA pre-check travelers do not need to remove shoes, 311 liquids, laptops, light outerwear, or belts when going through TSA screening. Pre-enroll at www.identogo.com/pre-check. Walk-ins will also be accepted. Applicants must bring proof of identity and U.S. citizenship documentation. A U.S. passport is sufficient, or bring birth certificate and driver's license. The application process is completed on-site with fingerprints for a background check and an $85 application fee for 5 years of service. The fee can be paid by credit card, money order, company check, or certified cashier's check. Cash and personal checks are not accepted. When pre-enrolling, use Bloomington, Illinois as the location and choose pop-up Central Illinois Regional Airport. Appointment times are in the drop-down menu. Next, Pratt Music names scholars. Pratt Music Foundation has named 35 scholarship recipients for 2019-2020. Each student receives individualized instruction in strings or piano at the Illinois Wesleyan Preparatory Music Program, recitals and sheet music, and is eligible for no-cost instrument loans. Students were selected based on talent, motivation, and financial need. Piano students with high school and grade are Agatha Estabrook, Prairieland, grade 4, Freya Huffman, Kingsley Junior High School, grade 6, Isaiah Martin, Oakland, grade 5, Jose Espinoza, Normal West Community High School, grade 9, Jose Patino, Evans Junior High School, grade 7, Juliet Herarte, homeschooled, grade 8, Karen Espinosa Cortez, Evans, grade 7, Leonardo Vargas, St. Mary's, grade 3, Lucas Carr, Fox Creek, grade 4, Mamush Rogal, homeschooled, grade 6, Nakia Rice, Bloomington High School, grade 9, Renata Olivia Ramos, Parkside Junior High School, grade 7, Tysandra Calhoun, Bloomington Junior High School, grade 8, Jordan Buckner, Prairieland, grade 4, Selena Childs, Irving, grade 4, Diana Gonzalez, Epiphany, grade 3, Alexa Espinosa, Cedar Ridge, grade 4, and Lily Curvin, Cornerstone Christian, grade 8. String students by instrument with school grade and instrument are cello, Joy Rattan, Kingsley, grade 6, Kathleen Balbuena, Sheridan, grade 3, Rachel Roberts, El Paso Gridley High School, grade 9, Samuela Camara, Normal Community High School, grade 11, Sarah Andrews, homeschool, grade 10, Tessa Radice, Washington, grade 4, Kaylin Kitchens, BJHS, grade 7, violin, Audrey Schuler, NCHS, grade 9, Itzel Mendoza, BHS, grade 11, Lydia Langston, Washington High School, grade 9, Samantha Morey, BHS, grade 11, Taylor Thompson, Parkside Junior High, grade 7, Zoe Sorensen, homeschool, grade 8, Diana Cornejo, Cedar Ridge, grade 3, Diego Gonzalez, Chittick's Junior High School, grade 7, viola, Ben Nguyen, NCWHS, grade 9, and bass, Michael Graham, NCHS, grade 12. Next, we have an article headlined, Putnam Woman to Lead Genealogy Society. Nancy Gilfillan of Putnam has been named Illinois Ambassador for the National Society Descendants of American Farmers. She will promote the group and tell people how to honor a farmer ancestor. Gilfillan was organizing regent of the Chief Senatwine Chapter of the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution in Henry. Membership in the new society is open to men, women, and children who are lineal descendants of a farmer living within the present U.S. boundaries between July 4th of 1776 and December 31st, 1900. Charter life membership is available until November 30th. Regular life memberships will then be available. To qualify, a farmer is someone engaged in varying capacities in the agricultural industry, including but not limited to farmer, rancher, farmhand, or person that owned a farm. Proof of occupation is required. The Society will award higher education scholarships to students who study agriculture and related fields. Another goal is to educate, preserve, and increase the knowledge of the history of early American farmers. For additional information, call 815-303-1034 or visit www.nsdoaf.com. Now we'll turn to On Duty from the Army National Guard, Benjamin Everett of Bloomington. Illinois Army National Guard Private First Class Benjamin Everett, the son of Brian Everett and Paula Everett of Bloomington, graduated August 30th from the 1 to 19th Field Artillery Basic Combat Training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, as an honor graduate, also earning the Battery's Iron Soldier Award for Physical Fitness Excellence. He also graduated October 10th from Advanced Individual Training at Fort Sill as a Cannon crew member. He is a 2019 graduate of Normal Community High School. From the U.S. Army, Hans Clymer. U.S. Army Private Second Class Hans Clymer, son of Denny and Tamara Clymer of Hayworth, graduated from boot camp at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. The 2019 graduate of Hayworth High School is the grandson of Bonnie Knuth of Bloomington and Greg and Barb Kimball of Woodbury, New Jersey. Let's turn to the area calendar. Monday, today, registration for beginner projects with Arduino Uno. From 4 to 5 p.m. November 19th, Bloomington Public Library Community Room, grades 6 to 12. Registration is required, space is limited. Next is registration for Christmas in a Jar. From 6 to 7 p.m. December 4th, space is limited. Registration and $5 is due by November 22nd. You can also email dcpatrons@gmail.com or call 309-447-6724. And last, we have a lecture entitled Using Lies to Tell Truth. That's taking place tonight at 7 p.m. in Becker Auditorium, Surf Center at Eureka College in Eureka. The speaker is the artist Eduardo Velasquez. We'll close this first section of the reading of the pantograph with a reminder of Peace Meals. The Peace Meal Nutrition Program offers a noon meal Monday through Friday for people age 60 and older at various McLean County and DeWitt County locations. The meals can also be home delivered. Reservations for the meals must be made by noon one day in advance by calling the number listed with the meal site as follows. Normal Community Activity Center, 309-888-9099. Chenoa St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 815-945-5701. Danvers Fire Department Meeting Room, 309-963-3958. Dwight Senior Center, 800-543-1770. Gibson City Senior Service Center, 217-784-4891. Leroy United Methodist Church, 309-962-7091. Lexington Community Building, 309-365-8047. Saybrook Harvest Table, 800-543-1770. DeWitt County Friendship Center in Clinton, 217-935-9411. Weldon Community Building in Weldon, 800-543-1770. Santa Ana Township Hall in Farmer City, 309-928-3321. Hayworth Shirley, 800-543-1770. For general information, you can call 800-543-1770. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the pantograph dated Monday, November 4th. Please stay tuned.